Four Children and It. Written and read by Jacqueline Wilson.
"What's that you're reading?" said Smash, grabbing the book out of my hand. "Hey, give it back," I said. But she waved it out of my reach and poked me sharply with her elbow when I tried to retrieve it. She was always grabbing my things when she was bored. Her stupid nickname should have been Smash and Grab. "Five Children and It," Smash read in a silly voice. "Well, that's a stupid title for a start. What's the it?" "It's the Samiad," I said. "What's the Samiad?" asked Smash. She seemed mildly interested now. "Is it a monster?" The only books she ever read were Marvel OK horror stories. The gorier, the better. "No, it's a strange magic creature. A sand fairy," I said.
"A fairy?" said Smash scornfully. "I grew out of those silly fairy stories when I was 6. You're such a baby, Rosalind."
"It's not a silly fairy. It's a very pernickety creature, like a monkey, with eyes out on stalks, and it grants wishes," I said. "It's a fabulous story."
"You're such a sad little nerd. You think all books are fabulous," said Smash.
She hitched herself up on the kitchen table and leafed through my book, waving her legs. My brother Robbie happened to be under the table, lying on his stomach, privately playing with his zoo animals. Smash's feet in their sparkly trainers were swinging dangerously near his head, so he wriggled back against the wall. He liked arguing with Smash even less than I did. Smash paused at a picture. "Why are they wearing these weird clothes? They look stupid," she said. I sighed. Robbie under the table sighed. Doubtless all his little plastic lions and tigers and elephants sighed too. It was Smash who was stupid, not the children in the illustration. She was seriously the worst stepsister in the world. "It was written more than 100 years ago," I said, "so the children are dressed in Edwardian clothes, pinafores and knickerbockers."
"Knickerbockers to you too," said Smash. "I hate historical books." She yawned and casually chucked my book on the floor. She was deliberately trying to pick a fight, and I knew who would win.
"Exactly how old are you?" I said, trying to sound lofty. "Even Maudy behaves better than you." I picked my book up. Some of the pages were crumpled now. I tried to smooth them, my fingers trembling. I didn't know how I was going to cope being with Smash day after day. She was so hateful to everyone, especially Robbie and me. She was younger than me, and yet I couldn't help feeling scared of her.